Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Bongani Baloyi is on the line with us, as I did promise that we were scheduled to talk to him. He is now finally on the line with us. Thank you so much, Bongani Baloyi. I don't want to give you a title because I'm afraid I'm going to mess it up. But good evening and welcome, and thanks for making time for us.
Good evening, Hosta Mera, and thank you for giving me the platform.
So today you were get up in party regalia that is not Shuluba's party regalia. What prompted the mood?
Look, we met as a collective after the election results and sat and really tried to plot a way forward. And the key consideration was answering two questions. The first one was, do you continue with Shuluba, with the current trajectory of growth, and also a very different political environment? And if we do, what does it mean? What do we need to do to be able to ensure that we can grow in a sustainable and impactful way? And if we don't, then what is the option? And we've exhausted the possibilities of trying to grow in a particular trajectory that makes sense, but knowing that the environment has changed materially, it forced us to take a different decision, noting more that actually with an MKP, we are aligned in almost everything with MKP. So it doesn't make sense to continue the fragmentation when throughout the election campaign we are very clear that consolidation will happen after the election, because there will be a party which will have a legitimate right to lead the process and conversation of consolidation as a consequence of the electoral fortune. And in this case, we believe that MKP, the party, has that legitimate right to do so. So that's why today we were donned as a leadership in different party regalia from the resolution that we made, which was that we are going to deregister the party as a collective. And secondly, we are going to all sign up as members of MKP. And then thirdly, we are going to persuade all of our members also move across to join Inkonto Siza party as well. That is the reason today we are wearing a different party regalia.
And so may I just ask, what then officially, I believe you've decided officially that you will deregister Shuluba with the IEC, is that correct?
That is correct.
And then what becomes of the members of Shuluba who pulled together and supported you?
So we've engaged a number of our members, those that were able to engage, and all of them understood the reasoning behind this. Because part of the conversation was about what is the contribution of members as we continue and if we are to pursue a successful and sustainable alternative. So, and members are very right in the Constitution, which is a freedom of association that they need to exercise. And as disciplined members of the organization, we are quite clear that this is the route we are making after consultations, and made it quite clear that those who don't agree with this route are more than free to exercise their freedom of association elsewhere. But it has not been a large amount of people per se. In fact, the by and large, the members that we've managed to reach are moving with us, and some have already moved over to join them season. And over the next 2 weeks, we are on the ground speaking to those who requested further engagement for us to clarify a few things. So we are taking all the due care in meeting with those who need a bit more time and more persuasion and engagement with us. Because when we move across with our entire membership, a majority of them, we want it to be impactful. We want to show that we are ready to contribute towards the growth and stability of MKP.
So if you just maybe can help us with the chronological order of how you got here. You obviously registered Shuluba, you were contesting the elections like everybody else, and then at some point we went to the elections, and then there was a grouping called Progressive Parties that aligned in a way from ideologically aligned from where we were sitting. When did you start having conversations with MK Party?
So we started to have those conversations after elections. Those continued, and when there was an appointment of Floyd Chibambu, those conversations were had, and it was concluded with him, and he obviously liaised and reported to the party leadership, that he has Shiloba that's ready to engage and actually believes in the project of consolidation and responding to the call by the president for us to come together. So I think the key person from NKP perspective was Floyd Shibambo, who I think was able to ensure that we find each other and were able to proceed.
Were you part formerly of the progressive parties?
No, we were not part of those because immediately when that happened, remember the progressive caucus is those who are within parliament at this stage. And then there was a view by President Zuma that there would be a mobilization of those outside of parliament who would form part of the progressive caucus or progressive party that it would work with. We felt in our view it does not make sense to just be part of progressive caucus and keep our little space there because it also fragments the space more so for us where we firmly believe that the actual Mkhonto speaks the language of Shiloba. So we felt it's best to go the full way and to ensure that we integrate into Mkhonto as a party.
So when did you start thinking that the many different parties were fragmentation? Because if that were the case, did you not see it fit to then talk about collaboration or even consolidation before the elections?
No, we've long held the view that it would be premature for the talk of consolidation before elections. What would be the basis? Who would lead this? And what would be the central point of meeting? Is it strategic alignment? Is it what? I mean, when we started the journey, there was no Mkhonto Isizwe. So if Mkhonto Isizwe was there before Shiloba started the journey, I can guarantee you that it would have been a different outcome for us. And now, and we held the view that consolidation must be led by those who the electorate trust and have communicated, because many of those who are leading this process or attempting to lead this process had an expiring mandate. So we need that they renewed mandate. And in this case, the electoral fortunes of Mkhonto Isizwe, a 5-month-old party with 4 million votes, was very clear. And for us, we are strategically aligned with them in various things. I mean, when you speak of Ubuntu, you speak of Mkhonto Isizwe. When you speak of parliament sovereignty, we say the same thing. Conscription of young people, we say the same thing. Umhlaba Mawubuye, we say the same thing. When you speak of the role of traditional and royal houses that must play a greater role in our governance, we say the same thing. When you say we must be governed by laws of our forefathers, they say the same thing as well. So it did not make any sense now, most after the elections, that we continue when there's a bigger platform where we can go and be able to assist and add value.
And the young girls in Robben Island, do you say the same thing too?
No. And I think the party policies are quite clear in that respect. And when we read the party policies, that did not come out at all. So we focused on what was written, and we looked on the basis of that, and there was alignment in terms of what was written.
They had a manifesto. It was in the manifesto.
Well, we did not see it in their manifesto. What we looked at, we saw the similarities where we agree in how we approach various things. And I really think it's quite exciting that they've also made some key appointments, and those that will be leading the policy formulation and a commitment that the party will go for a policy conference and various other things to be vented out and aligned there. And that we are quite comfortable with, and we believe that we must be exhausted to ensure that the best outcome and policy outcome is something that we can all pull together and contribute and ensure that we present a sound and thoroughly researched and proper policy perspective as an alternative for the country.
Mr. Maloyi, are you saying you joined a party whose manifesto you didn't clearly look at? Because I've had the look at this MK party manifesto. It's there. And maybe there are other things too that you would have picked up on that you maybe don't align with. What I'm asking is that, are you seriously telling me that you did not see that? You've missed that?
So I've looked at the things that we find quite similar with the MKP and which we are very comfortable with. And we are further comforted by the pronouncement of MKP that there's going to be a policy conference, which is going to be quite exhaustive and engaging, and consultation will be happening. And that's very good. And I really believe that for a party that at the age where they are, at the tender age, it's a very good commitment and a type of trajectory that needs to be followed to ensure that the best possible outcome comes. So for us, we are comfortable with that.
Well, the MK party said there will not be a policy conference before the local government election. So I don't know. Do you know when that policy conference is going to be happening?
There was a firm undertaking that there will be a policy conference. What will not be is an elective conference. So there will be a policy conference, with the leadership collapse
before the local government elections.
So we are very comfortable that there will be a policy conference. In the local government elections, there needs to be a development of a local government manifesto. So we understand the process needs to be followed in the step, but the main fact that there will be a process for policy conference for the party is a good thing, and also prevent elective conferences and the type of language, because that taints the internal environment and creates instability, which I'm very comfortable with.
No, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just getting clarity. Are you saying, I want to be specific, are you saying to me, and that's not my understanding, are you saying to me that you have a surety that there will be a policy conference before the local government elections? My understanding is that Mr. Zuma said no, there will not be a policy conference before that. Neither will there be, as you rightfully said, an elective conference, because there will be a focus on getting ready for the elections. But are you saying that there will be?
The understanding we have is that there will be a policy conference, and timelines weren't discussed, but there will be a policy conference. And obviously, to get ready to a policy conference, you also need to get your structures up and running. And this is where we hope to contribute to ensure that you build the structures of the party and can meet the necessary thresholds that might be communicated by the leadership of the party. Preempting that such things becomes important, because policy conference has to deal with representation, and to have representation has to be launched from the ZD to a branch and various other levels as well. So it's a due process. So what we do know is that there will be a policy conference, but what will not happen from the communication of the party at their press conference is that there will not be an elective conference soon. So we're quite comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. But I think the point that me and you are maybe not finding each other on is the certainty and time frame for the policy conference, which, as I'm saying to you, that is not clear to us, but an indication is created with the understanding that as we grow the party, I mean, when you have a policy conference now, how do you adjudicate who comes and who doesn't go? So it has to be representation from branches. So it means we must do a bottom-up approach in building the party structures within an acceptable time frame that the national organizer will be able to communicate, that will guide all of that. So I think it's steps. One step opened up the next step, and that's how we understand it.
No, I appreciate that, because you're absolutely right. You need to, you know, organize the branches and all of that. All I'm asking is that, is your understanding that the policy conference will happen before the local government election?
And that's what I mean, you're not finding each other. And I keep saying,
yeah, but you're not answering the question. That's why we're not finding each other. You are telling me there will be, and I appreciate that, and I get that. There will be.
I'm saying there will be a policy conference. The time frames have not been communicated.
Yes, I get it.
If I'm answering the first part of your question, when you're asking, will there be a policy conference, I'm saying yes. The second part of your question is before the local government elections. I'm saying I am unclear, because those timeframes speak to things that people at those national leadership positions must articulate.
Okay. When you, as you said, you know, you saw some things that you are aligned with as a party, and I'm saying to you, what does concern me, and this is obviously even people who followed you, is that even if you're saying you didn't see some of the issues that I'm bringing up, had you not followed Mr. Zuma to hear his utterances? These are things that he's been repeatedly saying, and what's your position on that?
You're asking a very vague question, because...
No, it's not vague. It's specifically about the Robben Island issue.
And we've responded the best way we can by suggesting to you that in our due diligence, and when we considered those things, we considered a number of things, and I've articulated those to you. And we did not consider every and all pronouncement that may have been made by the leader of Umkhonto weSizwe. And in any case, we also understand where the party is and what the party needs to do to grow. And we are very comfortable that there's a process where some things will be debated as the party grows, which allows the space for us to do so. But on the whole, of all the vehicles available, this is one vehicle where there's more alignment than with any other vehicle that's aligned.
Have you been discussing a position for you?
No, we have not done so. We did this out of our own evolution, accepting the reality that I've mapped out to you. So, but I can make it very clear that if there's a request for deployment in any legislature or parliament, I will respectfully decline, because I really think the party needs to grow, and we, many of us, need to go on the structure side to assist in growing and developing this party for the future. We all can't go to parliament. In any case, it's too cumbersome, and you end up forgetting your duties as a party. So we need to be on the ground and building this party. So that's where one will be focusing in building and contributing towards the growth of the party within the structure side.
Appreciate your time, Bongani Baloyi, who's just joined MK Party.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.